At some time in the recent past, someone had decided to brighten the ancient corridors of the university by painting them, having some vague notion that learning should be fun. It hadn't worked. It's a fact known throughout the universes that no matter how carefully the colours are chosen, institutional decor ends up as either vomit green, unmentionable brown, nicotine yellow, or surgical appliance pink. By some little-understood process of sympathetic resonance, corridors painted in those colours always smell slightly of boiled cabbage, even if no cabbage is ever cooked in the vicinity. Somewhere in the corridors, a bell rang. Esk dropped lightly from her windowsill, grabbed the staff and started to sweep industriously as doors were flung open and the corridors filled with students. They streamed past her on two sides like water around a rock. For a few minutes, there was utter confusion. Then doors slammed, a few laggard feet pattered away in the distance, and Esk was by herself again. Not for the first time, Esk wished that the staff could talk. The other servants were friendly enough, but you couldn't talk to them. Not about magic, anyway. She was also coming to the conclusion that she ought to learn to read. This reading business seemed to be the key to wizard magic, which was all about words. Wizards seemed to think that names were the same as things, and that if you changed the name, you changed the thing. At least it seemed to be something like that. Reading. That meant the library. Simon had said there were thousands of books in it, and amongst all those words, there were bound to be one or two she could read. Esk put the staff over her shoulder and set off resolutely for Mrs. Whitlow's office. She was nearly there when a wall said, "Psst." When Esk stared at it, it turned out to be Granny. It wasn't that Granny could make herself invisible, it was just that she had this talent for being able to fade into the foreground so that she wasn't noticed. "How are you getting on, then?" asked Granny. "How's the magic coming along?"
"What are you doing here, Granny?" said Esk.
"Been to tell Mrs. Whitlow her fortune," said Granny, holding up a large bundle of old clothes with some satisfaction. Her smile faded under Esk's stern gaze.
"Well, things are different in the city," she said. "City people are always worried about the future. It comes from eating unnatural food. Anyway," she added, suddenly realising that she was whining, "why shouldn't I tell fortunes?"
"You always said Hilda was playing on the foolishness of her sex," said Esk.
"You said that them as tell fortunes should be ashamed of themselves, and anyway, you don't need old clothes."
"Waste not, want not," said Granny primly. She had spent her entire life on the old clothes standard and wasn't about to let temporary prosperity dislodge her. "Are you getting enough to eat?"
"Yes," said Esk.
"Granny, about this wizard magic, it's all words."
"Always said it was," said Granny.
"No, I mean," Esk began, but Granny waved a hand irritably.
"Can't be bothered with this at the moment," she said. "I've got some big orders to fill by tonight. If it goes on like this, I'm going to have to train someone up. Can't you come and see me when you get an afternoon off, or whatever it is they give you?"
"Train someone up?" said Esk, horrified. "You mean as a witch?"
"No," said Granny. "I mean, perhaps."
"But what about me?"
"Well, you're going your own way," said Granny, "wherever that is." Said Esk. Granny stared at her. "I'll be off then," she said at last. She turned and strode off towards the kitchen entrance. As she did so, her cloak swirled out, and Esk saw that it was now lined with red. A dark, winey red, but red nevertheless. On Granny, who had never been known to wear any visible clothing that was other than a serviceable black, it was quite shocking.